Well, first of all, I want to thank Donna for being flexible, coming in and having me change things. But as I pondered today's service, rather than sharing a sermon, I really felt like the gospel passage for this Sunday in the church year made a bold statement about our God and about our Christ. This Messiah, represented in the form of a tiny baby, was a spectacular part of God breaking into the world and being with us. So much so that people of other faith who studied the heavens and studied scriptures of many religions, who were probably worshipers of Zoroaster, knew that a great light had appeared in the heavens and it proclaimed the birth of a great king. And so they left where they were. They dedicated themselves to seeking out this new king because it was a world-changing event in their minds and in the mind of our God. And when they found him, a little child, they knelt down and they worshiped him. And they brought great treasures, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and they presented them to this child. Now, historically, with our Christmas programs, we all think of the wise men coming and joining the shepherds in their jubilation at the manger. But historically, it could have been a year or two after Jesus' birth before they entered the house where he was and knelt down and worshiped him. The star appeared at his birth. The journey took days and weeks and months and maybe even years. But they dedicated themselves to finding this newborn king. Seems appropriate to me on Covenant Renewal Sunday that we dedicate ourselves to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. And at least once a year, each of us can look at the commitment we made as Christians and make a further commitment to renew that commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ for yet another year. He is given us of his blessings that we have lived this year. It will be by his grace that we live the year of 2005. What do you bring to the King? What do you offer him? He wants everything you can give. That's the greatest gift you can offer our King. Let us pray. Oh, Father, if wise men of another faith who studied the scriptures and studied the heavens could come to worship at the feet of our Lord, we too should come. We should bring all that we have to offer, for everything that we have is his. Be with us. Bless us as we renew our covenant. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.